Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Actually, I just found the podcast on YouTube not even a month ago, and I've been enjoying every bit of it ever since. Basically, the story I got for you today, I don't know if you want to call it paranormal. I do have a lot of paranormal stories regarding throughout my lifetime. I assume it's due to the way I was born, but I'll get in that a little later on probably another call. As for today, basically, just wanted to... Yeah, and I got more than one story of coincidences. I don't necessarily believe in them, but, you know, it's, it happens a lot throughout my life. Now, backstory. My ancestor, Stonewall Jackson, I'm sure you know who that is. His cousin, John J. Jackson, the longest sitting judge. And Virginia, that was appointed by Abraham Lincoln, known as the Iron Judge. I got a lot of, I got some history like that in my family. Anyways, it's basically a byproduct of the story I'm about to tell you. Anyway, like I said, there's a lot of coincidences in my life. I'm originally from Miami, and I'm in the car scene. I've been modifying cars all my life, a big hobby of mine. So this is back in early 90s, and I'm working on a third-gen Camaro, and I'm doing a extreme customization of the car. This is before the Lamborghini kits even made it on the scene, and I came up with my own concept. So I was trying to find somebody to make it for me. Well, I found a place on the Internet. The Internet was brand new, et cetera, et cetera. And I had this guy, give me a lead for this person that happened to live in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Now, at the time, I didn't know too much about the ancestry, the lineage, and this road I was about to travel. Anyway, so I contact this individual, and for obvious sake, I'll keep names out of it, and. We started speaking, conversing in regards to my idea, my product, my designs, and we became real good friends. Okay. Then roughly about a year later, and actually the reason I was connected with this is because he was designing and patenting his own hinge design. So he was basically on the same course I was. Anyway, moving forward, we became real good friends, and part of the coincidence here is he moved down to Miami. This had nothing to do with me. Actually, he patented his hinge system for the car. A company down in Miami wanted to buy the rights to it to sell, and it brought him to Miami. So coincidence number one. So, all throughout the time he lived in Miami and this company was selling his product, sooner or later the company was sold out and liquidated. So, unfortunately, his girlfriend at the time, fiance, didn't necessarily enjoy Miami because, it's a big culture shock. You're from West Virginia, coming down to Miami, it doesn't equate too well with each other. She wanted to move back to West Virginia. still, I was really oblivious to the connection so far. Then one day I said, I've always been, I've always had my own businesses. I've always been able to do what I want throughout life. So, one day I decided to take a vacation and needed to get away from everything, the rat race. And West Virginia seemed the place to go. It was nice and quiet, relaxing. And I'd never been in a, in a state like that before. So I took off and I was in West Virginia for about, 2 or 3 months. Come to find out, that is where, basically my family prospered, or my ancestry prospered ever since from coming over to, coming over to the Americas. I really don't know how to explain all the lineage that far back, but yeah, I mean, it's on the internet. Anyway, the more recent here, Stonewall Jackson, I get to, Parkersburg, which is the size of a NASCAR racetrack, if even smaller, which borders right along Belpre, Ohio, just over the river. So, my buddy comes up to me, he says, "Listen, dude, isn't your family, isn't your ancestor Stonewall Jackson?" I said, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, he's from here." I'm like, "Dude, you're kidding me, right?" So there's a coincidence, number two. And, I meet with, he happened to be a friend with the historian of the town. So we meet, we converse, we talk, talk about, family and all that. Oh, yeah, basically as much. He's given me more information than I could ever give him. So, apparently there's like an island in the middle of the river that, Stonewall buried some Confederate gold or whatever it was on there. And, it's a historical site now, but a lot of there's monuments all over the place, regarding the Jacksons. And then, my buddy brought me to, this local, but degraded cemetery and, overgrowth. I mean, very foreboding, very ominous looking cemetery. So, he knew I was into the occult and, into the paranormal. So I was like, what are we going to look at here? And he's like, this is where, Martha Jackson, I believe that's her name. I haven't looked it up in a long time. Which was Stonewall Jackson's wife. That's where she's buried. And it's this huge monolithic, if you look it up, Ghosts of Parkersburg, it's called the Weeping Widow. So there's, a coincidence. I always knew about the Weeping Widow. I never knew about the details of it, really. But there's, another coincidence in regards to my interest in the paranormal and the occult and such and ghosts, et cetera. So we get there and, it's huge. It's just, all in front of, this huge, statue of, her weeping in her, within her arms with her head, on a table. I don't know. All her son's plaques, so they're buried at the feet of her, or ahead of her, depending on how you look at it. But, and there's these little trinkets. I'm like, what are these little trinkets for? I mean, little race cars, little toy ballerinas, money was up there. And, he said, people just leave it there for the ghost. And, I thought that was pretty intriguing. So, man, I knew about the story of the Weeping Widow. I never knew about the connection between it and my family. I knew the connection about it, the Weeping Widow and Stonewall Jackson's wife. I have a lot of these weird connections that just, it's like it's two roads coming from, you know, east and west converging sooner or later. You know, it's just all these coincidences throughout my life regarding different things. And, another example, my ex. Now, she was 11 years older than me. And when I met her, at the time, it's when I moved, I moved out of Miami for a while, then I moved back, so I got a quick job before starting my business. And she was employed there. Now, this is a story of coincidence. Now before I met her, I dated other chicks, but, there was a chick that lived down. I can't move it along a parallel access or anything. I'm just telling you. But like, for example, her sister, my ex's sister, lived down the street from the girl I used to date. Coincidence number one. My ex, used to live in the same housing development as my one of my oldest friend's exes did. And I didn't even know. I mean, this is years before I even met my ex, ex. So, I mean, all this time she was right down the street from my buddy's girlfriend at the time. So there's another, my ex lived in the same apartment building as my mother's friend back when I was like 7 or 8 years old. So that's another coincidence. I was looking to buy a strip club in Miami, and it happened to be the strip club that my ex owned years ago with her ex-husband. So that's another coincidence. So, I mean, God, it's just... All these, I like I said, I got other examples of this. I mean, it's really strange on how all this, converges throughout my life.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.